We are coaching on feeling enough and the fact that I don't often feel enough. So how that manifests itself is that I feel like I overwork. I'm always working. Just, is this enough? Should I do more? And, you know, so that's my biggest thing. I did complete the worksheet, so if that would help, I could share those things. But basically, that's it. I just...
So tell me when it's going to be enough.
I have not identified that. If I had to guess right now, I would say if everyone that I was serving was just always telling me, oh, Lauren, you're great, or oh, you really helped me, and just constant external reinforcement or feedback, that's probably how I would answer that.
Yeah, and that would be wrong. Is no one in the world telling you that you're enough right now? No one ever says, hey, good job. Thank you.
That's not true. People tell me that.
Right. So that, the interesting part about that was, in order for me to feel enough, everyone else in the world is going to have to step up their game and talk louder and more frequently. That just seems like a really long way to go for you to feel your own self-worth.
Yes, ma'am.
And impossible. And also, it's unfair of you. That's selfish. You're like, hey, I need to feel like I'm enough. And all of you should prioritize me and my feelings. Like, you can't ever be busy. Please, no, you can't have a bad day. Today's my day. Always my day. I'm like, oh, you're doing shit. And I don't want to do the work myself. I just want you to do it.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, that speaks to my only childness thing, I guess, if I had to categorize that.
No, stop that. You're misbehaving. Like, let me go back to my past and blame that. No, why do you not feel enough today? Take one wild guess.
I'm doing new things. I'm doing a job that I've never done before. So I don't have a ton of, if you will, evidence that what I'm doing is helping or it's the right thing or the right way.
Okay, that right there is a really good start. So when we are doing new things and we don't have confidence yet because we haven't done the thing enough to be like, oh, okay, I'm good at this, that sometimes can happen. But that doesn't mean that you don't have to feel good enough. It just means that right now, I don't know how to do this. But because you're doing new things, that could be pushing on the insecurity of not good enough. It's like it's the trigger. But the reason, look how huge I drew this over here. I'm going to put new things up here. So you're doing the new things, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And right now you feel not good enough. What's causing this?
That I don't really have a lot of evidence that what I'm doing is creating that outcome.
No,
that I would like.
Because you're trying to do shit to feel better about yourself, just like you're trying to go outside it to feel better about yourself. When will you really feel better about yourself? I'm giving you big hints here.
When I think that what I'm doing is enough and that I am enough.
Over and over and over again. Right now, you're just telling yourself thoughts that you're not good enough, that you have to go do things in order to be good enough, that other people need to say things in order to be good enough. You have thought errors about how feeling good enough is even created.
Okay, so that somehow ties to, I think is connected to being a people pleaser. And if it's,
yeah,
if, maybe that's a question. Is that tied to being a people pleaser?
For
and
sure.
That maybe that is where the work needs to be done?
Well, that's what we do on this line. This is a result of not thinking I'm good enough. Remember when you said, like, all these other people need to tell me shit? This thought, other people need to tell me shit to feel good enough? Well, that leaves us feeling not good enough right now because we're still waiting on the people. So guess what we do? We go out and we do some people-pleasing shit and be like, all right, I'm waiting on your validation. I've been sacrificing thinking nice things about myself while I'm doing shit for you. And then they don't say shit. You're like, fuck. My crap's not working.
Yeah. It's not working. And then I try to do more, and then that's when the workaholism, I can't even say that word, comes into
yes.
play.
You create the toilet spiral. Now we got workaholic over here. Because it's like, all right, I've people pleased. Well, that's not enough, so I should just work harder at people pleasing. Hey, world, tell me everything that I can do for you, and I'm going to work my ass off. And then you do, and you wait for validation, and you don't get it. Because it's not their job, and it never was.
Or the little bit that I get, or I'm saying this, I will just not qualify it. What I do receive, then I'm like, okay, that's, I want more. I need more. So I've heard this term recently, the achievement. Did we talk about that yesterday? The achievement desire or achievement addiction. That's what it is. It's like, okay, I've accomplished this, but okay, I need to do more. Okay, but I need to do more. And so I think that also ties back to the not enoughness. So I say that I want to move past it, but I'm not doing
The reason why you don't is because you're getting dopamine hits. When somebody, like, your brain is lighting up when somebody says, good job. You're like, ooh, okay. Now we just got to create more dopamine hits in your brain about you on your own, and then you won't rely on it and need it as much out there. That's how you defeat that achievement syndrome.
Okay.
Achievement syndrome comes from you're always achieving in hopes that other people will see you a certain way. And then you get a momentary relief from your own, I'm not good enough. Oh, that person likes me. Whew, thank God. You never believe them. You're just glad they said it. Mm-hmm. You're getting a smack over and over again.
Totally.
So the fix is to work on your thoughts about you, about how you are good enough. I wouldn't even go to how I'm good enough. If I was you, I would start with a list of how I'm amazing. Look at that smile.
So sweet.
It would feel much better than making a list of things to do for other people in hopes that they are grateful.
Yes. So does that tie into the 50,000 post-it notes that you mentioned yesterday? Just keep doing it over and over every day. So until it gets reinforced, until I can believe it. I got you.
Yes. Seriously. I mean, it's so good. I mean, you covered a bunch of shit in one little coaching session, but seriously, that is how, do you notice how like everybody's like, okay, so we're really going to tell ourselves good things about ourselves. Is this what I paid $249 for? Yeah, that is what you paid $249 for me to tell you for 3 straight days. Guess what we're going to do? Tell ourselves some good shit until we believe it. It ain't magic. It's just like, how long does it take people to be like, oh, wait a minute. We're only going to eat when we're hungry? That's it? Like, yeah. Oh, fuck. And then we spin out for a whole year afraid to wait till we're hungry. And then one day we do and we lose our weight. It's the same thing with feeling good. It's the exact same process. We're just going, it's the basics.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, and I may have said that once, but I want to say it again just to make sure.
Yes.
So all of these things that I've just presented as being connected, are you agreeing that they are in fact connected and that I really need to kind of come back to center, if you will?
Yes. It's all starting with this feeling of lack that you have. Basically, not good enough in one word is lack. I have a feeling of lack. There's something lacking in me.
Yeah.
And so when you think I'm not good enough, you feel lack. When you think I need to do things in order to get people to like me, then we feel lack. Rather than y'all trying to figure out how to get other people to like you, don't go to work on one other person's brain until you've decided to like yourself first. When that's solid, you can go out and people please and try to convince the world to like you as much as you want after that. But I promise you, you won't give a shit. And what's so funny is when you like you, guess what happens? The right people come into your life. Not just anybody. The right people. Because you know that that's your people. And you walk away from the douches now.
Okay. Woo woo.
You're cracking me up.
Likewise. I love you, Corinne. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.